AM currently, and then a radio broadcast will follow right after at 11 AM. Good morning, and we greet those joining us at WPHM 1380 AM radio, and those joining us by podcast, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. You can visit us by www.wphm.net podcasts Our Savior Lutheran anytime during the week at your convenience. Our radio broadcast sponsor this day is Maria Rump, and we thank you, Maria. Again, this is the second Sunday that we welcome our worship leader, Pastor Charlie Martin. Welcome, Pastor. My name, Helen DeTerry. I will be assisting in the readings today. And our sound tech, Denver DeTerry. We apologize for last week's interruption of our radio broadcast. Just one of those things, our first week here with Pastor Charlie. We couldn't, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have some sort of a glitch or something that would interfere with that. But we are hoping that through the sound check this morning, we have taken care of that problem. The introduction to today's reading. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind is to reflect God's mercy in responding to one's neighbor. That mercy has found its most profound expression in the gospel that has come to you, namely the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That gospel mercy comes to us again today at the font, at the table, and from the pulpit. And it is very near to you. Our gathering hymn this day will be Christ Be Our Light by the Connections Choir, and you have a separate sheet to sing along with if you choose to.
Thank you. who are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Let us pray. O Lord God, your mercy delights us, and the world longs for your loving care. Hear the cries of everyone in need, and turn our hearts to love our neighbors with the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
comes from Deuteronomy chapters 30, verses 9 through 14. Moses calls the people who are about to enter the promised land to renew the covenant God made with their ancestors. Through this covenant, God gives life and asks for obedience. God's commandment is neither burdensome nor too far off, but dwells in the people's hearts. The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors. When you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it. No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. This is the word of God, word of life. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 25 with the antiphon, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you I have trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore, you teach sinners in your way. You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way. All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast, love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenant and your testimonies. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Our second reading this morning comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. The letter to the Colossians were written to warn its readers of various false teachings. The first part of the letter is an expression of thanks for the faith, hope, and love that mark this community, including a prayer for strength and courage. Here begins the reading. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him. As you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from His glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Please rise as you are able. Alleluia. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. I'm going to preach from down here this Sunday. Last Sunday was the first time I preached from the Yambo for a very long time, so I'd rather get a little closer to you if I can. And I forgot my crib. Give me just a second. we probably all have various membership cards that have been sent to us from lots of different places and organizations, or that we were given when we just went somewhere. This one doesn't really do much of anything except tell me that indeed I did pay my subscription for the year and that I will be getting all the magazines that I've already paid for, unless of course they decide to stop printing them. That does happen, of course. This one I got when I paid for a senior lifetime membership in the National Park System, which lets me enter those parks without an additional fee. That one has some really nice value to it. This was useful not only when I used it and bought it the first time, entering the Grand Canyon Park, but it also worked this past year when I entered the Muir Woods Park in near San Francisco, when I went there for my seminary graduation ceremony. And we stayed a couple more days to do some sightseeing in the area. So this one actually does have some real value to it. This cross. Upside down. Sorry for those on the radio. Not used to this particular mic. This cross identifies me as someone who belongs to God and believes in Jesus. Although there are a lot of people, as you probably well know, that wear crosses every day of the week and have really no idea what they mean, or don't even have any clue who Jesus is in their lives. By itself, it does not guarantee eternal life or provide any entry means, but it should identify me in the thought that I trust Jesus as my Savior and that I follow him in my life. What the lawyer in our gospel passage seems to be trying to obtain this morning is some sort of a guarantee that he can carry around with him for eternal life. We may be wondering what it is sometimes that people around us are looking for in their lives with everything that has been taking place all around us. We certainly only need to watch television to hear just how good the lawyers are that are in our area. They each tell us that they are the very best. They, however, I'm sure are not really ready to take on Jesus with thoughts of how to obtain eternal life. They're concerned only with this life, as they should be. We might be wondering how all of this really works for us. After hearing the response to the parable this morning, is there a requirement that we need to meet in order to be wearing our crosses and know that indeed we do have eternal life? We note that the lawyer in this story wasn't satisfied with the first answer that Jesus gave to him, which was rather simple. He did, in that answer, give Jesus the right answer, pulling from the Hebrew Bible the Shema prayer, which is a really good one for all of us to pray and open our days with. What the man then responded with was a looking for the loophole, something that we would expect only a lawyer would be looking for. Lawyers look for those in contracts that we decide later that we don't really want to live up to. We look for those when we decide that we don't wish to play fully by the rules. Can we remember as little children playing a game and trying to change the rules to our benefit? Maybe playing hide and seek and hiding in some place that was just a little bit out of bounds. Too often, we have people who are playing out of bounds in real life these days. There is no better way to describe how the man who did the shooting in Illinois was acting. He certainly was not following any rules that normal society would accept as how we are to live with each other. The innocents who were affected by his choice were the ones playing by the rules, lining up properly for the parade and just enjoying the day with each other. We have other scenes in which we wonder about the rules of society when some who are enraged by some violence march peacefully, if not maybe with a permit, to try to awaken our consciousness. We accept what they tell us as a mirror that we can peer into to see what we are allowing to happen in our world. Just like the man in our story, it is up to us to decide what action we will take in response to what we have observed about ourselves. In his case, his attempt to limit who his neighbor is was realized as not the way life should be after hearing this story from Jesus. We need some background here. Samaritans and the Jewish people are descended from the same lineage. It might, in fact, be hard to tell one apart from the other. Samaritans broke away from the rest of the Israel people during the time of the kings who formed the northern kingdom and worshipped differently in their own temples. But they worshipped the same God, and they knew the same Ten Commandments and all the Torah laws. The Samaritan, then, was really not all so different from the others. But the lawyer, as would most Jewish people, would have seen this Samaritan as different and unliked. That this person was the hero of Jesus' story probably really insulted the lawyer greatly. We need to consider who the Samaritans are for us, the people who we would not see as worthy. Then we need to take in Jesus' words and recognize that they are our neighbors, the very ones that we need to love and lift up. We have so far ignored the poor man beaten up, robbed, and left for dead. That story could have been grabbed from our own newspapers and not from our Bibles. Our society has not improved much since the time of when Jesus told this parable to the lawyer. Bad things do happen to people. Evil does exist in the hearts of many people, or those things wouldn't happen. We need to be the card-carrying followers of Jesus who help all of society recognize that all lives are precious, that all people need to feel loved and return that love to each other. To do otherwise is to let evil win and take over our world. We may sometimes think that this is really actually what is taking place, that we've already lost the opportunity for love to conquer all. What is happening in the Ukraine, Uvalde, Buffalo, and now Highland Park would lead us to think this way. What we realize is that we are a part of the answer. We are part of the solution. Jesus brought in the new kingdom, built on love, not hate. And he tells all who hear him, speak to this lawyer, hear that message loud and clear. The lawyer missed what Jesus meant in terms of knowing the Shema, that God really meant it when we were given that as a prayer and command, that life boils down to our knowing this. We are to love God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our might, and all our soul, and our neighbor as ourselves. Don't we find it just a bit interesting that the lawyer could know this so perfectly well, but still not be ready to be living it fully in his life? Can we put ourselves in his place, in front of Jesus? Would we be stammering in trying to give Jesus an answer? Did we notice that the lawyer did not use the term Samaritan in trying to give Jesus an answer?